Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today our preaching is from the United States. It's by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her teaching is entitled Angels Unaware.
A reading according to the letter to the Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. Be mindful of prisoners as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill treatment as of yourselves, for you also are in the body. Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. Thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. When we first read that, we can recall Abraham, who entertained the three angels of God when they came by his house and he had Sarah prepare a meal for them. And in return, he was promised that within a year, he would have his son. God is never outdone in generosity. That's not only a truism, but it is reality itself. I myself, this very day, am a recipient of hospitality at the Dominican Monastery outside of Vancouver, British Columbia. It has been a beautiful experience and a reflective experience to be a recipient of hospitality. Usually when we think of hospitality, we think of the obligation or the call to offer hospitality. But there's also a grace in receiving hospitality. It calls for a certain humility to be received as Christ is received, to experience the love and kindness of others. It also calls for an opening of the heart to accept other people, to bring them in to our house, the house of our heart. Hospitality, to house someone in our hearts in love, and to realize that we can be accepted into the loving hearts of others. As I sat around this evening and listened to the group of nuns and friars sharing their lives and how they were called to their vocations, I couldn't help but experience that love. When we are hospitable to others, or we receive that hospitality, it draws us into the loving and creative mercy of God, we experience His loving heart for another. When we're called to live in community, whether it's a family or a family or a religious community, we're called to love one another, and it can be very difficult at times, always rubbing shoulders. But if we try to have a spirit of hospitality, it opens our hearts to accept the other as they are, without trying to change them or rebelling against them. When we open our hearts to others, it relaxes us, and we begin to see the other and ourselves as we are. Yes, the other has faults and irritations, but they are loved infinitely by God. If they were not, they would not exist. And the same goes for ourselves. Hospitality is an opening to others. And as we look at the conclusion of this beautiful epistle to the Hebrews, we read that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for us at the creation and the dawning of time is the same as it was eons ago. As it is today, His undying love, and it will be forever. His heart is always open to us. So as we try to conform our lives to Him, let us open our hearts to others in hospitality. Amen.